With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At this moment, Vice President J.D. Vance is en route to Pakistan to lead negotiations with Iran during the current ceasefire agreed to by President Trump and the Iranian regime. Issues on the table include a final end to Iran's nuclear program and reopening the Strait of Hormuz for oil ships. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says America also needs to address the persecution of Christians by radicals in Iran.
They have no value for human life. I mean, they're radical Islamists, fundamentalists. They're jihadis. They see everyone else as an infidel, worthy of death. So, yes, human rights is at the center of this. We've got to make sure that they do, you know, they basically abide by international conventions on what is acceptable. And protecting religious freedom and human rights is essential.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Vice President Vance says he thinks weekend talks with Iran will be positive, but he's also warning the Iranians to negotiate in good faith.
As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
Vice President Vance spoke to reporters today at Joint Base Andrews as he prepared to depart for the talks in Pakistan. A California sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot Thursday while serving an eviction notice. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau told KMPH he has little sympathy for the gunman who was killed when he was run over by a SWAT team's armored car.
Don't shoot at cops. You shoot at cops, we're going to run you over. He got run over. He got what he deserved.
The standoff took place as police were serving an eviction notice in Porterville. That's about 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. This is SRN News. Britain's churches are being targeted, Michael Harrington reports.
The Countryside Alliance reports there were nearly 4,000 crimes committed against houses of worship in the United Kingdom last year, amounting to an average of 10 per day. Burglary, vandalism, arson, and assault made up the bulk of the crimes, as reported to authorities in England. London was the worst-hit area. The Countryside Alliance says, quote, "We cannot allow this to continue. It is vital that the public keep a watchful eye and report any issues to the police." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Center for Small Town Jewish Life at Colby College is working to keep synagogues alive in rural areas. The center began a decade ago with the goal of supporting Jewish congregations that are far from big cities. Today, it's grown to run programs for more than 60 communities in more than 20 states. The organization says that 1 in 8 Jewish Americans now live outside a major urban area, and its job is to help them thrive. This is SRN News. Now here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
The largest monthly rise in gas prices in 6 decades caused a sharp spike in inflation last month. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year ago. Month over month, prices were up 0.9% in March from February, the largest such increase in almost 4 years. Wall Street opened the day not far from where it ended yesterday. Crude prices barely budged amid the tenuous ceasefire between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. At the same time, Iran maintains its stranglehold on the crucial Strait of Hormuz. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers says Chinese passenger car exports rocketed higher last month. March car exports were up 82% from a year ago. That's on top of a 58% increase in vehicle exports in February. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.